From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hurricane Irma slammed ashore at Key West, Florida early Sunday with whirling winds and pounding rain, and headed north along the state's populous western coast. It is now a Category 2 hurricane. The vast storm could still cause billions of dollars of damage and devastation to parts of the peninsula state that have not seen a major hurricane in a century, including the major city of Tampa. Forecasters are predicting dangerous storm surges of 3 and 4 meters along Florida's Gulf of Mexico shoreline as the storm reaches Naples and Fort Myers and heads north toward Tampa. More than 1 million homes and businesses have already been left without power. The storm's track has shifted more to the west, now bringing the west coast city of St. Petersburg into its sights, despite earlier predictions that the state's second biggest city, the popular tourist destination Miami, on Florida's east coast along the Atlantic Ocean, would bear the brunt of the storm. The death toll from the powerful earthquake that struck Mexico Thursday night has risen to at least 90 after emergency services in the southern state of Oaxaca said there had been 71 confirmed deaths in that state alone. At least 15 people died in the neighboring state of Chiapas. The 8.1 magnitude quake that struck off the coast of Chiapas on Thursday was stronger than a devastating 1985 quake that flattened parts of Mexico City and killed thousands. Relief efforts are continuing at this hour. This is VOA News. At least 3 people were killed and 13 wounded after a suicide bomber blew himself up at a tea shop in a town in central Somalia on Sunday. 3 journalists are among the wounded. The World Health Organization reports about 800,000 people commit suicide every year. To mark this year's World Suicide Prevention Day, the WHO is stressing the important role the media can play in trying to stop people from taking their own lives. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Worldwide, every 40 seconds, someone commits suicide. The World Health Organization reports for every suicide, 20 others, mainly young people, attempt to take their own lives. WHO says suicide is the second leading cause of death among 15 to 29-year-olds. It finds most suicides, more than 78%, occur in low- and middle-income countries, and risk factors include mental disorders, particularly depression and anxiety resulting from alcohol use. WHO cites growing evidence that the media can play a significant role in preventing suicide by reporting responsibly on these tragedies. The UN Health Agency reports the most common methods of suicide are self-poisoning with pesticides and firearms. It says many of these deaths could be prevented by restricting access to these means. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar, also called Burma, have called for a month-long ceasefire starting Sunday in order to allow humanitarian aid to reach those affected by the conflict. Fighters from the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, as they call themselves, launched an attack on dozens of police posts and an army base last month, leading to the displacement of more than 300,000 people. And the video-sharing service YouTube has removed the state-run North Korea propaganda channel from its website. The company did not immediately respond to requests about why the channel had been removed, but revenue generated from advertising on the account may have violated U.S. trade sanctions, resulting in the suspension. YouTube says when it canceled the channel, it had 18,000 subscribers. You can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.